This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We live in a world where people want instant return. Everybody wants to hit the jackpot. كم من عبد يرجو البشارة فتبدو له الخسارة وكم من عبد يرجو العطاء فيبدو له البلاء. Many people rise in the morning hoping for glad tidings, only to discover that they have to contend with bad news. Some people are hoping for a gift, only to discover that they have liabilities on their shoulders. Well, today I share with you a lawful, legitimate, permissible way through which you can expedite your growth and you can generate goodness, blessing and barakah in your life. Continue doing good, and at some point, perhaps it will coincide with the right moment. By way of example, you give right to an old man, you help a person who is physically challenged, you assist someone who is in need, and one day you will assist an individual or he or she will make a prayer for you, will make a dua for you, and suddenly you see magic happening in your life with that dua. So there's an incident mentioned about a person that he was a slave unto a master who lived a flamboyant life, a life of sin, vice and transgression. So one day the master, and the slave himself was a relatively religious and Allah conscious individual. The master said to the slave, "Here's 4 dirhams, go and purchase some fruit and come. It's a night of indulgence and we're going to have, you know, party and merrymake, etc." So the servant took the dirhams and off he went. فَمَرَّ الْغُلَامِ بِمَجْلِسِ مَنْصُورِ بِنْ عَمَّارِ. And he happens to pass by the gathering of the sage of the age, Mansur bin Ammar. And at that time, there was a beggar knocking at the door of Mansur bin Ammar. So Mansur bin Ammar said to those, مَنْ دَفَعَ لِلْفَقِيرِ. Any person who will give this poor person 4 dirhams, دَعُوتُ لَهُ 4 da'wat. I will make 4 prayers for him. So he thought to himself, well, I need so many things in my life. I can borrow these 4 dirhams, I'll pay it back to my master, let me donate it here, make my prayers, who knows, this might be my jackpot and my destiny can change for the better. He gave the 4 dirhams and then Mansur bin Ammar said, okay, you make your request and I will say Ameen to it. So the young man said, the first dua and request I have is that أَيُعْتِقَنِي اللَّهُ مِنْ رِقِّ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ, that I'm a slave and I would like to earn my freedom. فَدَعَى مَنْسُورٌ وَأَمَّنَ النَّاسُ. So Mansur said, oh Allah, this man has donated generously. It is my prayer and my plea to you, grant him liberation. Those that were present in the gathering of this pious person said, Ameen. What's your second request? أَيُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ الدَّرَاهِمْ. That these 4 dirhams don't belong to me. It belongs to someone else. So I've donated it. So I'm asking Allah to replace it, give me substitute and give me in many folds. So, فَدَعَى مَنْسُورٌ وَأَمَّنَ النَّاسِ. He prayed and everyone said, Ameen. Third request, what's your third prayer? He said, أَنْ يَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَوْلَايَ. That my master lives a sinful life. May Allah change his life for the better. Again, Mansur prays, everyone says, Ameen. And your final request that you have, he said, أَنْ يَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكَ وَلِمَوْلَايَ وَلِلْحَاضِرِينَ. That Allah must forgive me, forgive you, those that are present, and my master. Dua is done, nothing tangible exchanged, prayer is made, and off he goes. He comes back slightly late and hands are empty. Master is like, Lima abata'ta, why did you come late? Well, this is what transpired. And I took the moment and I gave it, and I had 4 prayers made for me. And what were the 4 prayers? I prayed for freedom. The master said, consider yourself freed. I prayed that Allah must give me more. He said, here's 4,000 dirhams for you. I prayed that Allah must guide you. He said, I have repented. And the 4th request, I prayed that Allah must forgive us all. He said, well, that's outside my control. That night when he goes to sleep, in a dream he is told, فَعَلْتَ مَا كَانَ إِلَيْكَ. You did what was within your reach, and we will now do what we have promised, and that is pardon. You have been forgiven, those present in that gathering have been forgiven, and likewise your master has been forgiven. 4 dirhams, at the right moment, the right dua, and the jackpot was hit, both securing goodness in this world and in the akhirah. What's my message? Continue doing good. There will be that moment. Sometimes it will coincide with the moment of acceptance, and the prayer for you will rescue you in this world and in akhirah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.